grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
Amen. Through all the long months of her lengthy and difficult illness, Julie often spoke of her longing to go home, meaning to go home to her parents' home. But on the evening of the Sunday before last, our Heavenly Father gave her what she had been longing for, but he gave it to her in a far more wonderful way. Instead of granting her prayer to return to her parents' home, he took Julie to her heavenly home to be with him in the rest and the peace and the joy of paradise. All her suffering ended, and there her Savior, who is the Good Shepherd of all his lambs and sheep, wiped away every tear from her eyes. And so this morning we mourn our loss and give thanks for Julie's gain. We do mourn our loss. The late Queen Elizabeth once said that grief is the price we pay for love. Grief is the price we pay for love. The greater the love, the greater the grief. And grief is not unchristian. Grief is not a sign of weak faith. To grieve is not unchristian. And for that we have not only the word of St. Paul, but also the example of the Son of God himself, who wept bitter tears at the grave of Lazarus, his friend. When writing to the Thessalonian Christians who were mourning their loved ones who had died, St. Paul said, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, of those who are fallen asleep, that you sorrow not as those who have no hope." Paul doesn't say, "so that you sorrow not." No, he says that you sorrow not as those who have no hope. But those Thessalonian Christians, St. Paul, you and I, do have hope. That sure and certain hope of the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. A hope that is more wonderful than we can now possibly imagine. For as St. Paul also writes, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart imagined, God has prepared for those who love him. And this great hope is no wistful longing, no happy illusion. No, this hope is solidly grounded not on human possibilities nor sweet musings about what God might do. No, this sure and certain hope is grounded in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the dead. That is the sure ground of hope. That is the foundation of Christian believing. And that hope is a hope far greater than we can now even possibly imagine, because Christ's resurrection not only sheds light on the destiny of human beings, Christ's resurrection sheds light on the destiny of the whole creation, because in the resurrection of the eternal Son of God, we in fact see the dawn of a new creation. St. Paul teaches us that at the coming of Christ in glory, creation itself will be delivered from its bondage to decay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God. St. Peter speaks of the great hope for the new heavens and the new earth in which righteousness dwells. And in recording his great vision while exiled on the island of Patmos, St. John writes, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And I heard a loud voice saying, 'Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning nor crying nor pain anymore, for the former things are passed away.' And he who sat upon the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.'" Behold, I make all things new. Now, the human mind can never fully understand, nor can human words ever fully express, the greatness of this hope, grounded in the resurrection of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Truly, this hope is what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart imagined. And so, when all is said and done, we can only be, as the hymn says, lost. Lost in wonder, love, and praise. In Julie's homecoming to the house of her heavenly Father, Julie knows this peace and joy, this sweet rest. And together with all who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, she eagerly waits its perfection, when on that last and great day our risen Lord comes in glory to bring to completion the work of salvation begun when, having been born of Mary and crucified for our sins under Pontius Pilate and buried, he gloriously rose from the dead, not merely returned to this death-bound world, but burst the bonds of death and the grave, triumphing over them and ushering in the dawn of the new creation. This is, to be sure, a great mystery, which the mind can never fully fathom, nor human words ever fully express. Christ's resurrection is a mystery. Our resurrection is a mystery, as St. Paul writes to strengthen the hope of those Christians in Corinth, as Lauren read just a few moments ago. So let us now again listen to some words of St. Paul. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Lo, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and we shall be raised imperishable, and we shall all be changed. For this perishable nature must put on the imperishable, and this mortal nature must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.